Democrat Gabrielle Giffords of Arizona is one of the Democrats who voted against the bill on Monday and then voted in favor of it today. She's also one of the freshman members we started following when this Congress came to town almost 2 years ago, and she joins us from Capitol Hill. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
What made you change?
Well, the bill that we voted on Monday, I felt, was rushed to the floor too quickly, had a lot of problems, not enough protections for taxpayers, and the general public, I think, didn't understand the ramifications of every piece of this legislation. I voted no because my job is to work hard to represent the voices of Southern Arizona. The bill has changed significantly. The Senate has added some important piece of legislation. Some of it I don't like, a lot of it I don't like, but the bill is better. And ultimately, with the financial crisis that is potentially facing this nation right now, I thought that it would be irresponsible to not vote yes.
You sent a letter to Speaker Pelosi and Majority Leader Steny Hoyer saying earlier this week that one of your problems with what had happened in the session was that they hadn't voted on an extension of the solar investment tax credit, hadn't been signed into law. That's part of the package that was tagged.
Was it
solar investment tax credit that made the difference for you?
Solar energy and the extension of the investment tax credits for renewable energy has been a mission of mine. I've delivered 8 speeches on the House floor. I've had almost 20 meetings in my district solely on solar energy. The future for this country when it comes to our dependency on foreign oil, climate change, being able to make sure that we can control our energy prices depends on renewables. And the fact that we had gotten to the very end of session and not come up with an extension of those renewables that were due to expire at the end of the year, I thought was completely unacceptable. So for me, that was a deal breaker.
But it's arguably just not germane to this. I mean, I understand one anything about the economy can be considered germane, but here you have this financial rescue before you. Is it fair to say this was a bit of a Christmas tree ornament that was added to the bill?
Well, the bill on Monday was completely unpalatable for many reasons. The bill is better. The FDIC limits, for example, have been increased from $100,000 to $250,000. I think that's going to be helpful to restore confidence for people to keep their money in local community banks and credit unions. But ultimately, when you looked at the $700 billion that was going to help the markets, the tax credits weren't included in there. They're going to help the average people. Tax credits like the child tax credit, which lowers the floor to qualify for the credit to $8,500. And in my district, we had thousands of people take this tax credit. Also, the property tax credit for federal taxes was included in this legislation. So there were a lot of credits in there, including the solar, that I thought made the bill better and actually helps Main Street. Again, this bill is far from perfect, but it is a better bill that's going to help taxpayers, not just Wall Street.
Just one last quick point before I let you go. Did the tide of comment from your constituents turn between, say, Monday and Wednesday? Has it been consistently against? Has it been divided? How do you describe it?
Thousands of people have contacted me by phone or by email. Initially, until Monday, the calls were running almost 100 to 1, don't vote for this. Now, the calls have changed. It's not that everyone's in favor, because believe me, they're not. People are still very, very angry. But people now understand the very difficult situation that we're in.
Well, Gabrielle Giffords, U.S. Representative from Arizona, Democrat, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you so much.